It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Oh, what a night. The big Super Bowl yesterday. Woo, Kansas City Chiefs are the new champions. Kansas City came from behind. I went to bed. It was 2010, 49ers leading. Then I wake up, I'm like, what? Did you guys stay up to the very end and see Mahomes make the winning, like the touchdown?
And knew it was going to happen.
Exciting. Did you bet anything? Any money on the line?
Didn't know it that much.
Oh, no. I did.
You bet?
Yeah, I bet. I mean, I only lost $9, so it wasn't that bad, but
wait,
yeah.
You lost money? What did you bet?
Well, I bet a lot of things. We bet like all throughout, constantly throughout the game.
Okay.
So.
Lindsay lost out on like $400 she could have won with squares.
And also, if you took the over, that didn't happen.
So. Oh, well, of course, the San Francisco 49ers fell to the Chiefs 31-20. Well, I was blown away. I teared up many times during last night's game, starting with Demi Lovato. I just thought she sang the national anthem so beautifully.
She sounded incredible. It's so cool that like 10 years ago on Twitter, she's like, one day I'll perform the national anthem. She did. And did you see some people are comparing her to Whitney Houston when she did the Super Bowl national anthem?
I don't think that's fair to do. I don't like when people compare people to other people. But it was so on point and she killed it and she's having a moment. And that's the thing. Manifest your dreams. That was her childhood dream and she just made it come true. Shakira, coming out of the woodwork. Look, we haven't heard from her forever, and I freaking loved the Super Bowl halftime show. Here's a little Shakira.
So good. Honestly, even though they were lip syncing, it was amazing.
She was 43 years old, by the way. P.S. Shakira, looking amazing, sounding great. I know some people are like, that's too sexy. I like that we brought some sexy back to the Super Bowl, okay? And then, of course, the Queen came out, and it was so cool. J-Lo, obviously, she was like working that pole using her skills from Hustlers, but she just came out with a bang, looking glorious.
From a living color to movie scripts to all the sense to J-Lo to this headline clips. I stay grounded as the amounts roll in. I'm real, I thought I told you. I'm really on Oprah. That's just me.
Oh my goodness, I loved it. And then I actually, again, got teary-eyed when Emmy came out, her daughter, which a lot of people didn't realize when all the little kids came out, that was her little girl singing.
Let's get low! Let's get low!
So good. Moving on to the commercials. I didn't think they disappointed. I personally loved Bill Murray's a little homage to Groundhog Day with Jeep.
It's Groundhog Day! And don't forget your booties, because it's coming on
the Phil? Hey, Phil!
No, not you.
It's me, man, Ryerson!
Okay, little fella, good job.
That's different.
Good job.
Hey!
Yeah, you got to see the full commercial because that thing was so funny.
It was so good. And then Tom Brady clearing up some rumors with Hulu.
So it's time to say goodbye to TV as you know it. But me? I'm not going anywhere.
Yes, and we will divulge more from the Super Bowl, of course, coming up in the next tease. But I thought it was overall a fantastic Super Bowl. Again, Kansas City Chiefs, your new champs, 31-20 victorious.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
Monday motivation, try to get your day started off on a positive note. Everything seems to be Super Bowl related. I'm going to tell you about a man that randomly threw a Super Bowl party 3 years ago for the homeless and how this thing has spread virally across the country. Give us about 10 minutes and we'll get into that. It's Joe and Mackenzie here on Radio Now.